We return to kill them all. My monster interview show about world domination. I'm a Serac, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. But first, this episode is sponsored by the Black Rock Thrift Exchange. Trying to find a new look to terrify the local populace? Search no further for top-notch threads. Because the Black Rock Thrift Exchange is frequented by immortal villains like myself, you'll find fashion from your favorite moments in history. Want a pointy hat with stars on it? Is your cloak of invisibility not so invisible anymore? No problem. Find the Black Rock Thrift Exchange in Skullport. Speaking of skulls, we have a connoisseur here with us today. There's quite a few skulls festooned on his crown and shoulders, and so many bones adorning his 8-foot-tall, red, and muscular body. But unlike most hobgoblins, this one has a pair of wings. Please welcome to the show, Warlord Azar Ghul.
A pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming. Now, we had a small-time boss on the show before, but your work goes far beyond that. You're what they call a community organizer.
You could say that. I've united the goblin tribes of the Wormsmoke Mountains.
Getting goblins to follow directions must be like herding cats.
Just like herding cats. If you skin half of them alive, the rest fall in line.
Ah, a beautiful image. But is it really that simple?
No. There's a lot of internal politics, making sure each group is satisfied. But once goblins and hobgoblins stop infighting, we can do a lot more pillaging. They're starting to realize that.
Good on you. I've tried hiring goblins to defend my lairs, and 9 times out of 10, they just wander off.
My trick is to hang meat on a rope over an area I want them to defend. They tire themselves out jumping, but they still scream if adventurers show up.
Do you have any goals besides pillaging? I know for many hobgoblins, that's an end unto itself.
Well, I am actually half-dragon, so pillaging is in my blood both ways. But I'm wanting to learn more draconic magic as we raid the libraries and catacombs of Brindle.
Oh, wonderful. You're a magical practitioner, too.
Yeah, people think because I'm a hobgoblin warlord, all I can do is slice people's brains open with a battle axe. But I have a magical practice I'm really proud of.
Oh, that kind of bigotry is just terrible.
I'm half-dragon. Draconic magic is practically as old as the weave itself. Racists get confused with biracial individuals like myself. It's like, which stereotype applies? Dumb hobgoblin or magical dragon spawn?
I'm sorry, you have to deal with that.
It's okay. It's just a way for me to fly under the radar. They come wearing heavy armor, expecting my axe, and poof, I turn them into chickens.
Sounds satisfying. But I prefer to turn them into turtles. Then they're easy to hunt down and cage.
Oh, clever. Always something to learn with magic.
So what are you going to do with all that magic once you have it?
Well, this is why I agreed to come on the show. I want to spread the word about something.
Do tell.
Dragons all owe a debt to the Queen of Chaos. That's right. I'm talking about the dragon goddess Tiamat. Now, not long ago, Tiamat was sent to hell illegally. The giants didn't even have probable cause to enter her lair, let alone a warrant. She wasn't eating any children at the time. The scary thing is that it could happen to any of us. So that's my cause. Free Tiamat. Tiamat did nothing wrong.
You tell them.
It's a movement, and anyone can join. Even if you're not half-dragon, anyone who stands against the tyranny of giants is welcome. All giants are bastards.
I do hate giants, but I have other commitments. How can I participate if I can't join your army?
Well, a simple prayer to Tiamat increases her power.
I'm not very religious, and I haven't prayed in a long time. Will you guide me in prayer?
Of course. Listeners can feel free to join in, too. First, close your eyes and imagine the lamentations of the dispossessed.
Ah, I'm enjoying this already.
Remember the last sentient being you killed.
I see the life draining from his eyes.
Then, ask Tiamat for whatever you want.
Dear Tiamat, I want diamonds. A lot of them. Preferably in a necklace.
That's all there is to it?
Wow. That was really refreshing. Not too much ceremony, either.
And the beautiful thing is, even though Tiamat can't really help you get diamonds while she's in hell, now you have clarity. You know what your next goal is.
You're right. I don't always plan things out that explicitly.
Oh, you can add human sacrifice to the process. I usually do. But if you don't have any hostages around, Tiamat will still hear you.
Your faith is inspiring.
It's easy for me. I see Tiamat's handiwork in every blade of grass. Specifically, every blade of grass I torch as I lay waste to the countryside.
That's beautiful. Do you have anything else you'd like to promote before we end the show?
We can always use recruits. Join the Kolkor Zul, the people of the dragon, and see the world. The Red Hand descends. We march to Brindal at dawn. Uglaith Nahagal!
Oh, you're just inspiring. If you're marching at dawn, I'm sure you have some last-minute preparations to finish up. So thanks for being on the show.
I'll head out. Thank you for joining me in prayer.
What charisma. What drive. If you take one thing from this show, just remember, you don't have to conform to a stereotype. You can break the mold. Azar Kul is embracing his heritage and is forging a new path ahead for himself and his brethren. I can't wait to hear what he does next. I appreciate Azar Kul's ambition, but I want to stress that this show is for every villain. You don't have to be bent on releasing an evil god or goddess from hell. You could just make a steady living exploiting the masses. However you decide to be evil, bring your stories here. To kill them all!